B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Well, the Eagles with a boffo first game. Rather easily, they defeat the Atlanta Falcons. And people here are not going overboard, nor, I think, national people who still have the Eagles in the mid-20s with their power rankings. So to make sense of this and what they are right now and how we should be acting, the man who covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, one of the great reporters who cover this team, and he joins us for the first time on 97.5 The Fanatic, E.J. Smith on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, E.J.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Our pleasure. Now, you were one of the guys, in fact, you might have been the only guy who covered the Eagles, who picked off Falcons last week. You're probably taking a lot of heat for that, but what did you see now that after that game was played? Did you misjudge it, or were Atlanta just such a horrendous team that you didn't figure?
Well, I mean, Atlanta did look worse than I expected them to look, but honestly, and this is, you mentioned that things that fans are a little measured. That surprises me because the thing that I coming into the game, I expected and sort of was surprised by myself was, just how good the Eagles coaching staff looked relative to the Falcons coaching staff. Obviously, two new staffs, you don't really know what to expect, but, Arthur Smith was lauded as one of the better coaching candidates coming out last offseason. And I thought Nick Sirianni's and, Jonathan Gannon's game plans were, superior to the Falcons' game plans. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the thing that surprised me the most going in, like, basically at the end of the game, is just how good of a job the Eagles coaching staff did.
So what did you learn now in retrospect about the Eagles? What did, because here's the million-dollar question. They beat a bad football team. So does that make them a good football team?
Well, I think the thing that you learned is that, this offense is going to make sure that Jalen Hurts has, some easy throws, some layups to complete. And, you kind of saw what can happen when he gets into a rhythm. I thought Jalen Hurts had a really good game, better than expectations would have suggested he would have had. Will he have that every week? Maybe not. I think that next week will be a great test. But, all you can react on is what you saw, so far. And so far, you've seen what happens when, you have an offense that, Jalen Hurts has a lot of control at the line of scrimmage. He can make calls based off of what he's seeing and kind of make the defense wrong. They had a balance of run-pass options. You sort of want to be in man coverage against those, but you can't be in man coverage all the time against a mobile quarterback like Hurts. I think that you learn that this coaching staff, is competent. They can coach. And I think that you saw what can happen when Jalen Hurts gets into a rhythm.
Yeah, they certainly played to his strengths in their game plan, which I thought was different than what we've seen in the past. But you've obviously seen this team all through training camp. What were your opinion about Hurts and how he played during training camp and what you expected from him when the season started?
Hurts looked a little shaky at the beginning of camp. It didn't seem like he was completely comfortable with the offense yet, but he just got better and better as camp progressed. In the preseason opener, which was the only action we saw him, he made a couple of throws that were important to see. He targeted the middle of the field more than he did last year. He had the big throw on an outbreaking route to Dallas Goedert, which was a check. Nick Sirianni told us after the game that was a check. So during the summer, you could see him get more comfortable and take command of the offense more and more as the summer progressed. And I think that Sunday was a culmination of all that work and all that progress that he's made. I mean, he looked comfortable running the offense. He looked comfortable in what he saw. Whether it was box counts, again, run pass options, just the decisions he made were good decisions. Was it perfect? No. I mean, he missed a couple of throws. He missed a couple open receivers. The big one that sticks out is the underthrow to Zach Ertz. That's one that I'm sure that he wishes he got out, a little bit further out so that Ertz could run with it. No, it wasn't perfect, but I definitely think that, he's moving in the right direction. I'm excited to see what he looks like against a little bit of a better defense next week against the 49ers. I'd like to see him against a better defensive front, especially. He did a good job evading pressure on Sunday as well. That'll be harder against the 49ers. But, again, all you can do is react off of what you saw on Sunday. And what you saw on Sunday is that he's still progressing in the right direction.
Yeah, here's the thing. Now he's on tape, and that game plan is on tape. And that was a strength, obviously, of this quarterback. And I would think a really good team like San Francisco might try to get them off that kind of a comfort zone. So it goes back to the age-old thing. Eventually, he's going to have to throw the ball down the field. Eventually, he's going to have to throw a dart in a window. What are your prospects for that?
Yeah, it is interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, he had the shortest intended air yards of any quarterback in the league, which is basically measuring how many yards through the air is your pass traveling before it hits your receiver. And his was like 3.7 yards. So they took a lot of underneath stuff. And the Eagles coaching staff has insisted that that was because Atlanta was taking away stuff deep. They were prioritizing keeping the Eagles receivers in front of them and basically taking away the deep shots at the expense of underneath stuff. I mean, I think that Jalen Hurts is a stronger arm than people realize. I think that accuracy down the field is something that we need to see from him to really know how he does, how he's doing at this level. But, you know, as far as whether or not he was reluctant to take shots on the field, I don't think he was reluctant. I really do think that it came down to the way that Atlanta was playing them. And again, I think the Eagles coaching staff prioritized underneath throws, sort of getting him into a rhythm. So we'll have to see how he is downfield accuracy wise when, you know, defenses maybe play him a little differently.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Miles Sanders, solid. The receivers, Devontae Smith came out really well. Gainwell got a lot of time and no Boston Scott. Were you surprised to see that?
I was surprised to see it, although, you know, there were hints of it during training camp. You know, Gainwell has played a lot with the first team. He coached Nick Sirianni. He had Nyheim Hines in Indianapolis, and Gainwell's basically slotted into that role. The big thing for Gainwell is going to be if he can pick up blitzes and if he can hold up in pass protection, because if he can do that, then you want him on the field on passing downs. Otherwise, you know, you can start to become predictable because you have to put him out on a route because you can't block. But he did a good job of that against Atlanta, which I thought was important to see. And I think you'll see a lot of him. I think you'll see him in a lot of 2-minute situations. You'll see him on a lot of third downs just because he really is a much more complete receiving back than Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is a good running back, but you know, Kenny Gainwell, just the way that he, you know, catches the ball to the backfield, the way he runs routes, that's what he was known for coming out of college. I think you'll see that a lot in this offense.
Talking to E.J. Smith, he covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer. E.J., we looked at this team and we said, okay, their lines are solid. And if their lines are solid and they don't get injured, that this could be a precursor to them being in most games this year. Is that the way you see this? Are they good enough to keep to stay in almost every game? And we looked at it; they're going to be underdogs in a lot of these games. But like, they're 3.5-point underdogs in San Francisco. I thought that line would be higher. Is that because of their fronts?
Yeah, it's funny. If you read my prediction, I said if the Eagles win this game, it'll be because their defensive line just wrecks the Falcons' game plan, and that's what happened. And I do. I think that, you know, the Eagles have always been strong up front. You know, during the time I've covered the team, and honestly, dating back for a long, long time. And I do. I think that that is the thing that people underestimate about them. But at the same time, you know, you said the key, the operative word there is healthy. You know, if they're healthy, they have a top 10 offensive and top 10 defensive line. You know, the way Javon Hargrave has looked all training camp, you know, culminated on the season opener. He was incredibly disruptive. And as long as him and Fletcher Cox draw double teams, it's going to open things up for other people. So I do think that people will start to respect them as those lines go. But at the same time, the biggest thing is if they stay healthy. Because if they stay healthy, they have really great lines. But as you saw last year, when you start having to really test the depth of those lines, it can, you know, it can start to put pressure on other position groups.
This is a fascinating week because I have literally nothing negative to focus on with you here. And like, it's being like, usually there's something that you go, well, what about this? And I don't have that this week. So it's a glory week for Eagle fans, but they are holding back a little bit. We've run a couple polls about, you know, when they usually overreact, and I expected to hear the word Super Bowl this week. I'm not hearing Super Bowl this week at all. So either that's a more mature fan base, or you know, they've learned from getting singed in the past.
They've been hurt before, right?
They've been totally hurt before. So I guess this season, we just have to sit back and watch it. I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, and we'll have to judge each game accordingly, right?
Yeah, I think next week's going to be a really good test. You know, I'm anxious to see how they look in the season opener. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of juice for that game, and I do. I think that that'll be, you know, I put it this way. Like, they passed the first test. The first test was, can you, you know, put together a solid game plan against a coaching staff? I still think it'll be decent in Atlanta. I don't think that roster is as good as we thought it was, but I do think they've got good coaches, and they passed the first test. You know, Nick Sirianni passed the first test. Jonathan Gannon passed the first test. The players did too. But I think next week is just, you know, again, the second test. It's, can you adjust? Can you, you know, put together another game plan that works against a really good offensive coach in Kyle Shanahan and a talented defense? So I do think that we'll learn a lot this week. You know, it is early. It's easy to overreact, but it sounds like your listeners are doing a good job of.
It's amazing. Amazing to me. We suddenly became mature as a fan base.
I think next week will be a great test.
EJ, listen, we appreciate you coming on. Really, thanks a lot.
Of course, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, that's EJ Smith of the Inquirer on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.